Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a late night episode of Freeze Frame, episode 75, our second try tonight. Yeah, take two. We were recording. There was no audio, but we're back. Luckily, you guys don't have to go through that, but welcome back. This is the show where we stop to take a moment to talk about all the heavily talked about news of the week, having to do with movies, TV, streaming, pop culture. As always, I'm Ryder Maldonado, joined by the stud himself, Vincent DeSantis.
Let me break it down. What we just spent 5 minutes talking about on the final or the last take of the podcast, I'm going to run through it right now. Here's what we got. Today, I traveled from Seattle to California. It is currently 10:47 p.m. Ryder just got home from a secret screening of a movie that we cannot talk about. We've both had long, crazy days, but we're here to talk about movies. And we're going to be talking about She-Hulk tomorrow or today as of... listening, because it'll be released tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're recording this on Tuesday. It comes out on Wednesday. And then you can check out our She-Hulk watch party that we're going to be doing that evening. And reviews are kind of all over the place for it, but we're excited about it. So yeah. I can't wait. You can watch it live with us, or that video will be on YouTube. Of course, you can check that out after the fact if you do not want to watch live with us. Absolutely. Is there anything else I forgot about what we were talking about?
No, honestly, yeah, it's been busy. It's gonna be crazy, and we have a lot of fun stuff coming. So hop in our Discord, check out TikTok, because we're posting daily news, lots of fun stuff coming that way. But yeah, we can get into it now.
Beautiful. Yeah. Kung Fu Panda 4 lands in theaters March 8th, 2024. Now, Ryder, pretty cool. My cousin's visiting right now. He's a little, you know, he's 5 years old. Cutie, you know, he turns on the TV, tosses on Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda's a great movie. Even now, it just stands on its own, holds up. So, very excited for Kung Fu Panda 4. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think I remember the third one, so I'm sure if they bring back like a good cast and the animation's there, it's always solid. But sometimes, like with the Nickelodeon show, it's kind of weird how it feels so different. Yeah. Like, don't give me that, but yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 2, I don't even want to hear it, bro. But Kung Fu Panda 1, baby.
The first one's so good. So good. Yeah, we also have another kind of sequel type slash remake coming, which is kind of wild. I don't know how people are going to feel about this. Wizard of Oz is coming back for a modern reimagining for Warner Brothers. This is from the Black-ish creator, Kenya Barris. They'll be writing and directing this. Pretty interesting. We have your little quote here. Reimagining of the fantasy classic with his Calabo Inc. Society producing. We all know the story from the 1939 film, but Barris is keeping the creative details close to the vest. Interesting. Yeah, that's about that. So, wild
in
stuff.
Interesting.
I mean, this is one of those movies that should never be touched. You know, it's Wizard of Oz. You don't need to remake it.
Yeah, they could do a recreation. You know, I don't know.
True.
I feel like it's like a generational thing. I think
that is. Yeah. Well, I think of, you know what I think about Back to the Future, because I think it was Zemeckis. I believe he's always like. Okay. He's like, until I die, you can never remake this, you know? And I'm like, I stand by that. I respect it, you know? Which
I don't want to see Back to the Future remade. There are some classics that should never be remade. Mm. Maybe Wizard of Oz is one of them, but maybe I like when it says reimagining of Wizard of Oz, I don't think it's like a reboot of. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even consider it a reboot. It's just a retelling.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it could be different. Yeah.
It should be different. Yeah. Remember, that is like almost 100 years. This is 80 years from the original film.
True, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, but despite like color recolorings, it's like a new audience can see something that's like, whoa, this is wild.
Sure.
Like, it could be a story there. Yeah.
Could be. Could be a story there.
Okay, this is crazy. Breaking Bad and the Better Call Saul franchise has ended.
Now here's the deal, Red. Before we get into Better Call Saul,
okay.
Yeah. I don't want to hear any spoilers. And
I know
this is the finale of the show that leads into what I've already seen is Breaking Bad, but I don't want to know anything about Better Call Saul's finale.
True, yeah. Well, yeah.
Was it good?
It was great. It was solid. It had everything you wanted. It closed the arc. It was emotional. It was very somber because it's a finale. Like, that's how you feel with any finale. And right. I think that, you know, Bob Odenkirk getting a chance for his own show and people kind of trusting this with, you know, Breaking Bad was already pretty perfect and a lot of people's favorites. So for them to make something that was just as good, if not even better, was solid. And I think that the show, it's a perfect kind of franchise with the three.
So let me you just said, Ryder, that they made something as good, if not better. Do you think that Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad?
I'd say there are moments, right? I definitely think that the it's a character piece, right? Bob Odenkirk, yeah, as Saul Goodman, that is the best part of the show, and that is what brings the better parts of that versus the, I mean, but you know, Heisenberg and Aaron Paul are amazing, but Bob Odenkirk is a very funny guy, and it's a funny drama, right? It's a funny drama in a weird way, and I think this finale shows like there's depth through it, and there's a lot of like sad drama to kind of the finale, especially this character and the turn that he takes and the way he closes his arc. It's a great character. It's phenomenal.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a good ending.
That also reminds me, I know this is a little bit off topic, but I did watch the pilot of Barry this week.
Oh my God. This is huge.
Yeah. I really liked it. I really, really liked it.
Dude. Okay. When you get to an episode with a little karate girl, it's going to get crazy. I still think the best episode of TV I've seen. Not show, but episode. Great. One of the best episodes of TV I've seen. So.
I will let you know. Man, I really, really liked the pilot.
Well, I bid you cheers. Enjoy, Barry.
Cheers. Beer cheers right there. Now.
Okay.
Ryder, we're about to do our clip right now. Ready? I'm going to give you the countdown.
Here we go.
And you're just going to fully send it. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Is Ezra Miller's apology enough? Okay, well, let's get into it. Recently, Ezra Miller came out and spoke about what's been going on with some of the crimes and some of the craziness that's been going on with Ezra Miller and all the tabloids we've been seeing when it comes to The Flash and Warner Brothers and what they're going on. And so Ezra Miller finally...
Not just tabloids, Ryder. The crime reports.
Yeah, the crime
reports. It's everything.
Yeah, there's a lot. Ezra Miller talks, and so we'll get into what Ezra was speaking about, and then we also will get into when it comes to the release of the film, because that's the big question, right? What's happening with all this controversy, right? So there's three decisions, right? Warner Brothers came out with three decisions. They said, here's number one. If Ezra Miller gets professional help and explains their behavior, the film is released with limited press. Option two, if Miller doesn't get help, it could still be released with minimal publicity with Ezra included, and they'll recast for future films. And then number three is, if it gets worse, Warner Brothers could scrap the film and Miller is in too many scenes to reshoot. Yeah, Miller's in too many scenes to reshoot with a different actor, so they'll just scrap it.
Let me ask you, Ryder. In the perfect world, is one of these three options good for you? Or would you kind of change one of these options and give us something new? What would you do with this movie at this point?
Oh, man. It's tough because I've heard both sides of you shouldn't release this film because of Ezra Miller's actions. And I've heard, well, you know, separate it, but don't include Ezra. Don't include Ezra, but there's a lot of people that worked in the film. And there's a lot of money involved and a lot of, I think about the people, the crew members and the director that worked on the film. It should still come out, but don't include Ezra Miller. So it's hard to say for me. I think about the crew members. I think about people that worked hard on it. And you shouldn't have one person, despite them being the star, ruin that for everyone. I say let Ezra Miller get the punishment. The punishment and the help and whatever.
No, you're right.
But, you know, the film, maybe release it. Because it's like cancel it. You know, forget about the whole movie. Ezra ruined it. It's like, true. But I don't know.
I mean, you don't want to reward him with another movie at this point.
That's true.
But you also don't want to take away these 4 years of work that have gone into this movie so far. And it's gotten delays and delays and reshoots and reshoots. Like, the movie's completely different than it was probably starting a couple years ago. But here we have Ezra Miller's, statement that they made. So the Flash star Ezra Miller says they are seeking treatment for complex mental health issues. In a statement provided by Variety by a representative of the actor, Miller broke their silence about the troubling behavior they have exhibited in the recent years, which has led to a series of legal issues and assault and abuse allegations. Miller also apologized for their actions. And this is the quote right from Ezra. Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, I now understand that I am suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment, Miller says. I want to apologize to everyone that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe, and productive stage in my life. I just don't buy it, baby.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is to me? This is Warner Brothers saying, Ezra, you want that paycheck? You're going to have to say something here like this, like, because we got to get this ball rolling of this apologetic Ezra and not the I'm going to steal your child and put live bullets in their mouth.
Absolutely.
Ezra we have right now.
Yeah. And we don't know the extent to all the crimes because there's a lot of stuff that he did that I know about that I think is like, irredeemable, but punishable, like should be punishable by crime and law.
Right.
But there's who knows what else. Right. And so I think, you know,
rampages in Hawaii.
Yeah. Bottom line, the guy needs help. He needs
seriously
help.
Yeah.
But to say, hey, I need help, and to use that, it's like, don't use that as the blame, or
no, yeah,
you know, it's like,
don't use this
as an excuse,
like, oh yeah, don't use that as an excuse for your actions, mm-hmm. saying that you needed help the whole time
when, despite you actually needing the help, but yeah. You know,
yeah, it feels weird, it feels a little corporate to me.
Yeah it's interesting, because like, what if, you know, later down the line we get that, it's like Ezra Miller's feeling okay, let's a little bit right. of photo here and there, an interview, it's like, what, no, this
now
this, and, but I don't know,
and I don't want to discount this too, is like, how you can't really tell if they're being genuine or not, and yeah. it's gonna be hard, like, that's yeah. I mean, a tough thing in general.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could be really seriously
yeah true
like genuine about this, and we don't know but at this point in time, I think I'm with you that the Flash needs to be released. Mm-hmm. I think that there's so much money in it, and there's so many people that put their heart and souls in it. The director, Andy Muschietti, mm-hmm. right, that's
yep.
the director.
Yep
really put a lot into this too. It would be very sad to see the entire movie get canned just for the actions of Ezra.
Even Sasha Cal too was gonna get her own Supergirl film, and you know, sure. feel bad for her, because she was yeah. gonna shine in this movie, that's for sure,
right?
And apparently Keaton too, and now it seems like DC is changing their plan because of the Keaton and the Affleck Batman, so yeah. You know, a lot, it's tough for them, but
we'll see what happens. Yeah. But it's tough to root for Ezra getting more films after this, even if the movie's good.
Yeah.
Even if the movie's good.
For sure. I'm with you. Yeah.
But guys, let us know what you think should happen with the Flash movie in the comments below. We appreciate you guys watching, and we will see you next time on Strictly Casual. Peace out. Beautiful. Great clip.
Absolutely. Great clip. Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Good stuff. All right. I guess we'll move on here. So this was interesting. More DC stuff. Last little DC thing. We'll get through it. Reportedly, it was, you know, they were trying to plan, make their ultimate plan. They said that they were going to do a Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is a huge event in the comics before the Warner Brothers shakeup. So it was sailed, you know.
the all death-defying Warner Brothers shakeup.
I can't imagine what it's like God. For them in the meetings, right? And they're like, all right, guys, what's happening here? What are we doing here? What's the plan? What's the play, right?
Yep. And the plan is, we have no plan. Their plan.
But like, what movies do we have? Okay, what should we scrap? What should we try to do again? It's like, oh man.
I don't want to be in that. Actually,
yeah.
I kind of do want to be in that meeting. Forget it. I do want to be in that meeting.
On the outside, kind of watching with popcorn, right? Yeah. You know?
No, I'd throw my opinion in. I would throw my opinion.
You'd go
all in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go balls to the wall.
Say, here's what you do. Robert Pattinson, yeah. We like this. We keep this. Everything else, we throw away. We just continue Robert Scrap Pattinson. It. No, I'm kidding.
Just use your solo stuff, please.
Yeah. Anyways, Hamada, which was the head of the film production, I believe, at Warner Brothers, we talked about him last week. He was gearing up to release 3 to 4 films a year. The executive who brought on 2018 to chart a new course for DC after a roadmap spearheaded by Zack Snyder imploded. In the wake of the disastrous release of Justice League in 2017, Hamada's plans were said to have included Crisis on Infinite Earth. Crazy. The big finale, which is kind of a multiverse story, right?
I want you to think about this a little bit, too. We're talking about CW, correct? This would be Crisis on Infinite Earth's... No, or is this Crisis on Infinite...
This is movies. Like So they did that for CW, okay. But I believe they were like, yo, let's go big with the movies and make that...
Okay.
Do it for movies, you know?
Sure.
Which is just crazy.
Well, the fun anecdote I wanted to throw in is that CW released some of their statistics, their average watchers over 50 years old.
Oh no! Yeah,
they're the majority of their returning viewers are over 50 years old.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay. Yeah. Interesting stuff. It's all for Riverdale. That's why.
I guess so.
Maybe
some people just look. Who knows?
That's crazy. But it says. Okay, well, they would have adapted it for TV, but I'm sure they would have thrown in the CW characters too, just have everybody kind of like a whole universe, but well. That's that.
Damn it, Ryder. Damn it. I just...
Oh, no.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can make a Justice League movie all new. Just cast everyone new. Cast a visionary director. Have it just... Yeah. You don't have to build characters. Just make them their very basic. Or like, each character is already built. I know how Batman would act in a situation. I know how Green Lantern would act in a certain situation. remake that Justice League movie from 2003-2, where Martian Manhunter's there, and they have to go into the enemy ships and they're fighting in there. That is the best Justice League story ever to me.
Yeah, just throw Doomsday in there, and it's like, just make it a big story.
Oh, is that the one? Is Doomsday in there too?
Well, I think Doomsday's the bag. I don't know if Doomsday's the bad guy.
It was Brainiac. It was Brainiac.
Okay, so an iconic villain too. Yeah, you do him instead. Just throw him in there and make it big. Yeah,
you don't have to have a 10-year plan, man.
Exactly.
I think with Justice League, I mean, Avengers could probably do it too. I mean, just do the Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, and then if people really attach to a character, maybe do some character studies or some, viewer survey studies.
Yeah.
Branch off. Do a character from that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you could do it.
It's like, here's an analogy. What Marvel's done is they started with one chain, and then they grew and they have multiple chains across the world of food places. And DC was like, okay, let's try. And they failed at one food chain, and they're trying to grow a whole franchise across the whole country with food places. And it's like, but you've got a great taco stand. You keep that taco stand and you keep it nice, just one little thing, and you just make that taco stand successful. And yeah, it may not be as big as Marvel, but hey, you got that great taco stand that people are dedicated to go to.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
That's, hit it right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I think you're onto something there. Give me the taco stand is going to be our new, you know.
Give me the taco stand. That's on the TV shirt with Zack Snyder's face holding us. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I finally remember what it is. I just looked it up. I had to. It's Justice League Secret Origins. It came out in 2001. And I seriously... It's my favorite Justice League story. It's so good. It's on HBO. I will be rewatching this.
Oh, this looks crazy. Yeah, this looks like iconic.
Oh, Michael Rosenbaum? Does he play...
Probably
the Flash, Wally West.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I think Michael Rosenbaum was Lex Luthor in the real thing. I want to say. Let's see.
Okay. There's another thing about this too.
Uh-huh.
Another thing about this is in this movie. This is actually really weird. I noticed this the other day too. This really affected my childhood for some reason. Like this movie, I think about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's this scene where the aliens make some sort of head trauma thing where their like ears ring and you hear this like slowed down voice, like a very slowed down voice. I've never heard this audio effect in my life. I've never seen it recreated ever before. But like when I get a really bad headache, I think of those voices and it like, it freaks me out to this day. And it's not even a scary movie at all. Like there's no, it's Justice League, but there's something about imprinted it that's terrifying to me.
Oh
yes. I'll be rewatching this. I'll be rewatching it maybe tonight. We'll see.
Okay. Crazy. Dang. Okay. That's wild. I'll have to put it to the list. My next movie that I'm watching is the other Cooper Ray film, Shithouse. That's, oh, you just clicked the mute button, I believe, the key.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I meant to click. Yep. Yeah. That's right. Thanks.
Yeah, that's my next one. Okay, well, that's cool. DC, fun stuff. We'll move on now here to other studios. We got, this is just a little thing. Threequels, the blue threequels, Sonic 3 and Avatar 3, December 20th, 2024. Who's going to win? I don't know. What are you going to see? What would you rather see?
What would I rather see? Sonic 3 or Avatar 3?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Sonic 2 saved my life, so obviously Sonic 3.
Oh, fantastic. There you
I actually really love Sonic. I don't know why. These Sonic movies are so freaking good.
Yeah, they're fun. That second one was fun. I feel like, especially if you played the game, you'd be like, you know.
Yeah. Super casual game player, I was like,
yeah, I knew what it was.
These are just so fun, dude. Mm-hmm. They're so fun.
Yeah.
Damn.
They're good.
Sonic's great.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay, then we got Johnny Depp is decked out as King Louis the 15th. Yeah, King Louis the 15th.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
In first look at My Wen's Jean Duberry.
Yeah, I got this photo here.
How do you
say
this?
I don't know. Jean Duberry. Yeah, that's how I would say it. So, you know what? So, Johnny Depp is doing this.
I'm now seeing this. Yes.
And then you got Joaquin Phoenix playing. Joaquin's in this role like a period piece. It's like Caesar, not Caesar, like Renaissance. No, not Renaissance. I want to say like Civil War. Oh, man. It's going to kill me. Joaquin Phoenix.
I know what you're talking about.
They just recently posted a photo, like a set photo of him. And he was like. Right. Man, I have to look up the war movie that he's doing recently. Let's see, period piece. Go to images. Oh, it'll take me forever to find that. But he's doing another leader, a military leader, and he looks great. So
yeah. Do you see in this picture? I know video listeners and audio listeners can't see it, but fandom tweeted that Johnny Depp decked out the picture of Johnny Depp, right? Mm-hmm. The first reply is Gojo from oh my god, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, really?
And he has the blindfold with the crazy hair, and it's like a similar character design. It's very funny.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
He says, "I see."
That's cool.
Dude, Ryder, in that anime, that character, he takes off his blindfold, and his hair goes like all out, and he has these crystal blue eyes, and he goes crazy. It's awesome.
Oh, dang! Is that one you saw in theaters? Or
No? It's got one season out so far, and then they had the movie. I did see the movie in theaters.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which was good, but a little disappointing, to be honest. I had a little bit higher expectations for it.
Okay, interesting stuff. We got Russo Brothers. They're working on a new big film. They love their ensemble. They love their ensemble pieces. Maybe it's preparation for Secret Wars. I don't know. We'll see. But they're doing a new
one. Who cares? Nah. Give me more. Just bring back Arrested Development, bro. Come on. Just kidding.
Give me Arrested Development. Small comedy ensembles. We don't need big multiverse. Okay, here we go. So, all right. The Electric State, starring Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt. Pretty wild. We also got Michelle Yeoh, Stanley Tucci, Brian Cox from Succession, Jason Alexander, Jenny Slate as well.
Brian Cox just released his autobiography, by the way.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you're into that kind of thing, but also, I don't know if I like the Russo Brothers.
I understand. I have understand seen that. Yeah.
Way more bad films from them than good ones.
No, I totally get that. And I'm like, yeah, I agree.
Even their, do they have a style?
Yeah, right. It's kind of, yeah.
I don't think they have a style. I think they play into what's, no, they don't have a style. Maybe yeah, they do. I don't know.
They're messing around with some drones. They're, you know, they're toying. They got some new toys.
Oh god, the FPV drones in gray, man. Yeah, they're playing around with that. Don't get me started.
I want to say one of the kids was just like, "Hey, check this out!" And they were like, "Oh my god, this is amazing!" They said, "Do we have real big ones?" No, I'm just kidding. But
do we have real big ones?
Marvel movies. I mean, phenomenal. Some of the best in Marvel. I mean, you can say what you want. They're amazing. But when it comes to their own kind of, hey, let's get creative, let's get into this. It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of very actiony, and you could see the conspiracy vibes, right? But yeah, it's just kind of stale, I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, Gray Man's not bad.
No, and they're not bad.
What's the Chris Hemsworth one? They just produced that. They didn't actually direct that, I don't think. The
Hemsworth. Wait, Hemsworth? Wait, which one?
Yeah. It's like,
oh, Extraction. Whole movie.
Extraction.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. No.
Cool action.
Yeah.
Not a good movie.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Okay.
That's how I feel.
This new film.
Don't even get me started on Cherry, bro. Okay. Continue.
Oh man.
I hate Cherry.
Yeah. Well, you know, this one sounds kind of cool. Retrofuturistic past where an orphan teenager, who's Millie Bobby Brown, traverses the American West with a sweet but mysterious robot and an eccentric drifter in search for her younger brother. Pretty wild. Details of new cast roles are unknown, but insiders say Cox and Jenny Slate will voice CGI characters. Cool. Ensemble.
Brian Cox and Jenny Slate both have extremely opposite voices, and I think they would play great robots.
Oh, yeah. You get out of here now. Like something like
that. It'd be a very, yeah. Yeah, then, that'd be cool. They have great voices.
Oh, F off. No, get out of here. Like
F off.
Funny.
But, Ryder, something I'm very excited about right here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a bit of hesitation, too, that I'll have to bring up right now. But, anyways, Ghost of Tsushima director Chad Stilinski wants to make the film entirely in Japanese. He wants a complete Japanese cast. He wants it to be in Japanese. And he says that Sony is totally on board with backing us on that. Very cool.
Yeah,
now, it does beg the question, Ryder. I almost called you James right there. It does beg the question, Ryder, that this is a white guy.
Oh, I want to do this. Play around with it. Like,
yeah. If you really want to, it's not a bad thing. I think he wants to respect the source material. He has a good vision for this, but it does, like, it makes me wonder, like, oh, what about a Japanese director? Like, I feel like that might
fit. There you go, right? Exactly.
Better.
Yeah.
But I am assuming Chad has a great vision for this or something that he's brought to the table which is fine. That's great. And I hope this movie's amazing. I think that Ghost of Tsushima has a story If you don't know, Ghost of Tsushima is a video game. It's a PlayStation exclusive. It's on Sony platforms. It released on the PS4 a couple years ago. Ported to the PS5 now. Highly recommend it. Great game. Great story.
Amazing. Director's Cut is on PS Plus.
It is on PS Plus. And I'm sure it'll come to PC eventually because PlayStation doing a PC launcher. It's going to be interesting. That's a big rumor this week. But anyways, beside the point, Ghost of Tsushima has a great story that I think can be translated very well to a movie in a two-hour format, two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour format. It's very much a survival. Yeah. It's betrayal. It's family. It's samurai, bro. It's violence.
You know what it is? It's heart. It's the Northmen, Japanese. They instead of his father that kills him, but like it's kind of the Northman revenge story. Like
it is, it's a little bit of a revenge
story. He has to work his way, traverse it, and then he gets to the big bad guy. Not really Northman, but you know.
Kind of. It's very good. I think they could do so much good stuff with this movie. Very excited to see it. Please don't cast Mark Wahlberg as Jin Sakai, okay? You know what I mean? Just don't do it.
What? No, you know, I've been rooting for this for the best. So, you know, I played Call of Duty Zombies, and there's a Japanese character named... now I went blank on his name. Dang it. I feel so bad. Anyways, the actor, Hiroyuki Sanada, one of my favorite actors ever. He was in Bullet Train. He's amazing. He's amazing, and I was like, he'd be dreamcast for that character in Black Ops 3 Zombies, but... Put him as the samurai, it'd be awesome. He's in the Wolverine as the samurai, kind of.
I don't think I want to see the original actor that did Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, like, that's right.
Yeah, wants to do it. He wants to do it. Like, dude, give it to him. That'd be so cool. I hope he's got the chops. Like, obviously, it's hard to tell. But he loves the character. What's his name?
Let's see. We have right here Daisuke Tsuji. Tsuji. Yeah. Daisuke Tsuji. I'm sorry I'm butchering that, but yeah, the guy, I mean, he's a spitting image of the guy because they use his face scan, and yeah, he looks jacked. Like, he could be awesome. Dude, this movie's gonna be great. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this movie's gonna be sick.
I think this movie has a lot of potential, but again, it's a video game movie, everybody, so please, wear your protection.
If you know what I mean. That's so good. No, that's good. If you go to a video game movie, wear your protection.
Yeah, you got it. I don't want you to get burned going into this. Think it's the best movie ever. But I don't know. I have hope in Chad Stahelski, the John Wick director that is now directing.
Yeah, amazing.
Another great action movie. So, moving on to the CW. I can't believe we're talking about CW still. The CW has a pending deal for Nexstar Media Group to acquire 75% ownership of the company. Mark Pedowitz, really tough last name there. Really tough last name. He'll stay on as CEO with WBD Paramount continuing to produce scripted series for the network.
It's Warner Brothers Discovery, which is surprising that that's their name now.
That's it now. Yeah, Warner Brothers Discovery. I'm not going to get used to that.
No, me neither.
Yikes. Yeah. Nexstar, the number one owner of local TV stations in the U.S., whose portfolio also includes cable networks, News Nation, and digital brands like The Hill, is a logical new boss for the CW. I don't really think so. It already loans the largest collection of affiliates of the network, giving it a clear incentive to try to make the CW flourish. Longtime parents Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery, each of which has been reshaped themselves through major mergers in recent years, have both been looking to tighten up their balance sheets.
Wild.
I don't really know where CW content belongs.
We're both like this. We've read this article and we're like, I don't know. I don't know about this. Which is so,
it's like freeform, sci-fi, those channels. Where does that content belong?
Because I wonder if they're like in the meeting saying, no, there's profit to be had here. You know, or if it's just like, just dismember it. You know, I don't know.
DC's going to snake their deal out with CW. Flash is almost over. I don't know what else they have even got going. They have Superman and Lois.
Oh, bail. That's going to HBO Max. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's the most successful right now, right? Superman and Lois, people like that.
Yeah. I've been wondering. I've heard so many good things about it. It's like some of the best iteration of Superman. I'm like, wow, cool. Here we go. We got, Cobra Kai Season 5. New trailer just dropped. We haven't done a... I haven't seen it yet, so
didn't watch the trailer. Haven't watched it.
I mean, I heard good things, and check it out.
Cobra Kai Season 5. This is the second season to come out in 2022. How effing cool is that?
Wait, are you serious? Wait.
Oh, what month are we in? Guess it came out. It came out in January, dude. The first season came out in January.
Gosh, dude, that's crazy. Man, they're pumping. They're filming back to back.
They shot those back to back. Yeah. That's wild. Remember, six seasons and it's done. This is the second to last season.
This is Infinity War. This is gonna be nuts.
This is Infinity War. I'm very excited. I love Cobra Kai a lot, though it's cheesy, and I'm starting to get sick of the someone has a problem with someone, somebody goes to apologize, this person gets upset before the person can apologize, and it starts a bigger feud, and that's every single episode.
Yes,
and
I'm, it's so it gets good. Annoying,
but
I know it's it is what it is. I love it. Yeah, good stuff. I'm excited.
But I'm excited.
I'll be screaming for you.
Oh, next up, I'll go. Amazon Prime.
I didn't want to say anything. I just wait. Sorry.
The first two episodes of The Rings of Power will debut globally on September 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And do you know what that means, Ryder?
Amazing.
That's 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Yes!
And that's awesome to me. Because do you know what I'll be doing on September 1st at 6 p.m.?
What's that, Vince?
I will be watching The Rings of Power as it goes live and as Amazon Prime servers fail. You know?
Oh, yeah, true. No spoilers, which is great. Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this, dude. Everything about it gets me so excited. So you're going to get two episodes at once. So I'm assuming these are going to be 40-minute episodes. Who knows? It might even break an hour. I don't know.
Yeah, like, it might be crazy.
I don't even know how long. Oh, it's an 8-episode season.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 45 minutes to an hour. I'll be watching both of those back-to-back for sure. And the following six episodes will drop on Fridays at midnight Eastern time, which is
great.
Oh my god, I'm yawning. 9 p.m. our time, which is epic.
Great, yeah. I love it. It's like cool. I mean, Rings of Power is going to be phenomenal. We might talk about it every once in a while. We'll figure out what we want to do with that, because if it's...
talking about it.
There hasn't, feel like it's been like a lot of hype, even though it's like, this is going to be like one of the biggest shows ever made, right?
It's
like,
Lord of the Rings. It's Lord of the Rings. The most expensive shows ever.
Yeah. So,
it beat Game of Thrones for most expensive show ever, and The Crown.
That's crazy. That's just beyond me. It's all the CGI.
As well as this Sunday, which is in a couple days, House of Dragons starts.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Dude. It's 21st. That's insane. Man, what is going on right now?
I can't wait.
There's so much.
I can't wait.
I know. I heard a little bit. They posted on Twitter a little bit of the theme, and it's kind of a variation of the original. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the first time in my life I get to watch Thrones for the first time with everyone. You know?
Sure. Yeah. Cool. I only got to do that with season 8, and it was just major disappointment towards the end. And it was like, I'm not. Or it was, I wasn't as much disappointed, but a lot of people were disappointed. So.
Yeah.
Bummer.
No, I know. Yeah. So we got Disney Plus, new prices. We'll get through a little quick. This is crazy. Prices are increasing for Disney Plus and Hulu.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, is what it is. Disney Plus basic with ads, $8 a month. The no ads is $11 a month. Hulu basic with ads, $8 a month. Hulu premium, no ads, $15 a month. So there you go. You can decide if you want to keep it or not, move on with it or whatever. pay a year.
What was Hulu premium without ads before? $11? $11.99 probably?
Maybe $11. Sounds like $11 sounds about right. Not too sure, but
I think I use my sister's Hulu, and she does it through college. And so she gets Hulu with ads for $4.99 a month.
Oh, great.
It's pretty cool. But like if that's like the college discount, but I bet that goes up with this price change too. I bet it doesn't stay at $4.99.
For sure. Absolutely.
It's expensive, man. It's real expensive. But another streaming service that you're going to have to subscribe to pretty soon is Peacock, because the John Wick prequels series, The Continental, is moving from Stars to Peacock. The first three films will join the new series on the platform streaming in 2023. And it dives into the history of the shady clientele of The Continental. I'm sure it'll be fun. I think Continental probably has a lot of lore to go around with it. And I always enjoy it. This is great. I hope the show is fun. We've been talking about the show since we started Freeze Frame 75 episodes ago. It might have even been on the first Freeze Frame episode.
Probably. Yeah, honestly, it's pretty crazy, you know, during the pod when you think back on like when you talk about stuff and you're like, wow, it's out now. It's crazy. Time flies.
Yeah. Like episode 1 of Strictly of like Checkpoint was Cyberpunk delay and like a PS5 leak, like
what?
Or something like that.
That's insane. It's crazy. Super cool. Well, there you have it. Let's get on to our light news. We'll just do these back to back to back. John Wick Chapter 4, gonna be the longest film. Happy to hear it. Longer the better for me.
Love, Death, and Robots will officially return for Volume 4. I haven't watched Volume 3, so
no. Viola Davis joins the Hunger Games Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the longest title ever. Vincent loves to say the title. She's going to be the diabolical head game maker, Dr. Gaul.
Yeah. Saw 10, who the frick, is slated for October 27, 2023, with Kevin Grutert back at the helm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. This is both anime and gaming. Son Goku, oh god, maybe you should say this. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You know. I don't know. Someone was trying to pronounce this to me today. Vegeta.
Vegeta. It's Vegeta. Yeah.
Bulma and Beerus.
Fortnite and Dragon Ball. That's it. Fortnite and Dragon Ball. I don't know. Kind of anime, both. So
I did boot that up before you hopped on.
Oh.
Just to see. Oh. I'm not going to lie.
You're going to buy?
Freaking awesome. I'm not going to buy any of the skins, but like, they give you the anime powers, bro. Like, you can.
Yeah, I saw.
It's the Kamakala or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw. And they were like, yo, and they were like, LOL, the other guy's POV. And it was the clip of the person playing with that. And then the character, you see them looking up, and the whole screen just goes white.
It's awesome. Yeah. It looks, Ryder, let's play some Fortnite this week, dude. Daredevil. I have Daredevil, so I'm trying to grind with him.
It's fun. Hey, and also, you guys can use Strictly Casual at the Epic Game Store for
that's right.
Help create a code to support us.
We do have to set one more thing up in our account in the next 30 days, or else our account goes away. So we got to figure that out. But you know, we'll do it.
I'm pretty cool. We got a little create a code now. And lastly, Rogue One's coming to IMAX. It's coming back. Enjoy the best Star. No, I'm just kidding. The second best Star Wars movie, I think. It's gonna be limited time, and you get a special look at Andor. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, August 26th. It's only at 150 IMAX theaters worldwide. So,
Nice.
And I believe it's in the middle of the week before a movie comes out on the 27th. I think it's like a Wednesday or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna check it out. 26th. Yeah.
I would like to. I will be in Texas at this time, so I don't know if I'll be able to make that or not. But we'll see.
Okay.
Very excited for Andor.
Let's see. What?
Let's go quote of the week and then recommendation.
Okay. Yeah. For sure. Okay.
For this week's quote.
You got it, yeah.
Did we say last week's?
We didn't. No, I was like, well, it's okay.
What was last week's? What was it from?
Okay, so you're right. I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Stu Mocker and Billy Loomis. It was from Scream. I think Vince Alley brought it for you.
That's right.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative. Just great. It's a great one.
Wow. Well, Ryder, I got one for this week.
Here we go.
I got one for this week. Here we go. You want to play?
I'll say
this person.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say. What's the most you've ever lost in a coin toss,
sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss.
Interesting.
Right, you'll know what this is. Do you know what this is?
As soon as I hovered over it, I was like, okay, I see. Yeah, I know. Good. Okay. It's a good one. It's fun. Yeah.
There's a lot of quotes I could have used from this movie, but I thought this was a. That one was like a little. You'll know. If you know the coin toss, you know the movie. that's it. I really like this movie.
That's a great one. Great one. I'm trying to watch like different stuff. I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was this past week that I saw Not Okay. It feels like it's been forever since we did Freeze Frame. But.
I don't think we talked about Not Okay.
Okay. No, yeah, we haven't. Yeah, it was offline.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Saw Not Okay. That's a good one if you're into like satire about social media. It's kind of cringe, but also kind of like. Fascinating.
It's very cringe
to watch. Yeah, in the vein of like, ooh, yep, this is how it is. Yep, that's about right.
It's well. Here's the thing. I think the storyline's believable, but none of the characters in the movie are believable.
Okay,
and that takes me out. I'm like,
a little cartoon. Yes,
I think that this could happen.
Yeah,
and I think that people are ridiculous, and internet fame is like something that people are. Wanting so badly, they'll go to any length to get it.
Dude, yes. Oh,
but I'm gonna tell you something later. Some things in this movie, I'm like, no, like really, no.
Yep.
This is ridiculous. And so I don't know. I thought the movie's just okay.
No, yeah, okay.
Not okay was just okay.
Oh, got him. No, I'm just kidding. It's good. It's good.
Snap, snap, snaps.
Snap, 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 snaps all around.
What else you watch?
I watched Prey again. I showed my dad that one. Prey. Okay. And then, not that much. I think that's about it. I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately. YouTube, and I'm about to buy Cooper Rafe's Shithouse. Excuse my language.
What are you going to buy it on?
Apple TV. Rent it. I'm going to rent it for like $5. Okay. Yeah.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I got to see it. Okay. I watched Vengeance. I went to the theater and saw that. Oh. James thinks Vengeance is a perfect movie. He says a 5 out of 5. So I went in maybe too high expectations. We talked about it a lot on the phone. We should have recorded our conversation because it was a good conversation. But I think it's good. I don't think it's a great movie.
Man.
But there's some, it's hilarious while you're watching it, dude. It's so funny. It's very smartly written. It's very good. I have a problem with the ending and maybe some of like the character decisions that he really, like James really likes it. So it's a good conversation. And I'm sure some people totally will connect with it and some people like just won't as much. But I recommend Vengeance. I think Vengeance is very good. That's BJ Novak's first writer, directing, starring dealio that he did. And
love the guy. Love the guy. I have his book. It's the only book I bought.
Really?
Yeah. BJ Novak's it's like a comedy book. Yeah, weird. But yeah, I love his comedy.
Ashton Kutcher's really good in Vengeance.
Oh, that's right.
And John Mayer's in it. There's a lot of people. What? In it. It's great. Yeah.
It's on my list for sure. I'll get to it. It's Peacock, and then, right?
I think it's Peacock. Oh, yeah, it's on streaming. That's weird. Right. Yeah. I went to the theater. Just watch on Peacock. Yeah. You're okay. Okay. I also watched 47 Meters Down for the first time. Pretty cool. Shark movie. I don't know. Oh, kind of goofy.
Yeah, the first one's good. I think you need a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I watched So I Married an Axe Murderer, which is from the 93. It's Michael Myers movie.
Oh, wow.
Not Michael Myers. Mike Myers. Michael Myers is the killer. Mike Myers is the actor.
Oh, Mike Myers. That's interesting. Mike Myers. What? That's crazy.
It's fun. It's a cute movie. I don't know.
That's funny. That looks silly. It looks silly, the cover.
Yeah, it's got, you know, he's convinced that the person he married is a murderer, and so he tries to figure it out. Oh, it's funny.
I love these movies. Like, I was raised on these movies, like with like Chris Farley and all them. Like,
It's goofy. It's totally goofy. Yeah. It was on Hulu. It was like super late at night. We watched it. I was like half paying attention, but I really liked it. And then last night I rewatched Elvis. And I just been singing those songs all day. Mm-hmm. This time I was able to like watch it without like paying attention. I just like I just love the music scenes, dude, and the way they build so much energy with each scene is so good.
In the Vegas, I love Vegas. The Vegas, dude, scene
Vegas
is so good.
Is great. Now, I totally get a lot of people's complaints with the movie. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I get it.
It's a tad exhausting with the editing.
No, it is exhausting.
It is exhausting. Yeah.
But I really like it, and I think Austin Butler's really good. And I think second time seeing it, Tom Hanks is this movie.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, yeah. It's
glaring. He's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's weird.
Like, not good. Weird. Like, I don't know.
I think I've asked you this before. One last question. Have you ever seen The Descent? The one about the girls going out, the spelunkers that go down to the caves? It's a horror movie.
No.
I don't know. You'd be scared, dude. It scares me.
Dude, I'm... Oh, my God. This looks terrifying.
Have to watch The Descent. It's so good, but I don't know. I just thought of that when you said 47 Millimeters Below, and I was like, oh, it's so good. Well, so good.
I'll watch it. I'm very easily scared, so.
Okay.
This will be great.
I would say it's a cult classic, maybe. That one's this cast, but it's a cult classic.
Great. Can't wait.
All right. Oh, God. There you have it, ladies and gents. Oh, what a fun time. It's late for us. We're borderline. It's 11:30 now. 11:30 at night.
Yeah, I gotta go sleep, dude. I got an interview in the morning. I watched I Am Groot.
Oh, I watched the first one. They're all right. They're fun.
There's six of them, or five of them. I watched three of them.
Okay. Yeah. I saw
one of them was hilarious.
New Rockstars did a breakdown of it, so I had to watch because there's a lot of Easter eggs. So I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta know about this for Marvel.
Yeah. I like the one with the little stupid little things that are shooting at him. And
it's funny.
Kills him by it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Vincent prepares for his interview and I go get some cookies, everybody has a great night. Have a great time. Enjoy your week, and we'll see you very soon for some fun stuff coming on the channel. Very excited. She-Hulk, check out her live stream. If not tonight, next week, every Wednesday night here on the channel. And of course,
Are you committing? Are you doing it every Wednesday
night? Yeah, I'm going to commit to every Wednesday night. Yeah, easy. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Pop off then.
Yep. And it's going to be fun. Just chill. I'm like, not too serious. But yeah, everybody, enjoy the TikTok, enjoy our social media, hop on our Discord to talk to us, have a great time, and thanks for watching, thanks for listening. We love y'all.
Good night, everybody.